The Bride of the Wilderness, a novel by Charles McCary. Mutate nomine de te fabula narratur. Horace, Satires, 1169. Part 1. England. Chapter 1. As soon as the candles were lit at the wedding feast, Henry Harding asked his daughter Fanny to sing. She had just learned to play a new Italian instrument, the viola d'amore, that had seldom before been heard in England. With 7 strings to play upon, and 7 sympathetic strings quivering beneath them, the viola made a thrilling foreign sound. Fanny closed her eyes as she sang "Tell Me No More You Love," her father's favorite song. She was 17 years old, and she looked like the portrait of her dead mother that hung above the mantelpiece. Black hair, trustful eyes, slender neck, and a wheaten complexion that her father called the golden skin of Araby. When Fanny opened her eyes at the end of the song, she saw her father smiling at her in his boyish, delighted way. The wedding guests were clapping their hands and calling out the names of songs. Fanny waited for them to be quiet. A man had entered the room while she was singing, and now Henry got to his feet and held out his hand to welcome him. Fanny did not know the newcomer, but she was not surprised to see him. Her father was famous for his hospitality and often invited strangers to supper. The man touched Henry's outstretched hand with a limp gesture and looked with boredom around the circle of flushed faces at the table. He was bony and tall, and stood with one foot well before the other, like an actor playing a gentleman.